Try to bring your awareness right here. As for the world that's spinning around out there, let it spin. You don't have to go spinning along after it. You spin around too much, you start getting dizzy. In other words, the ways of the world have always been kind of crazy. But we can't stop the world and say, okay, and once the world has stopped, then we'll stop our own craziness. We've got to learn how to stop our craziness first. And that means basically not spinning around after them. The world goes up, the world goes down, it goes around and around. But you don't want your mind going up and down and around. You want it to stay right here, have a sense of center that you then take with you wherever you go, so that you have a sense of well-being, solidity, even among the things that are very fluid. And then we want to make sure that you protect that sense of center. This is why we practice restraint of the senses. In other words, when you're going to look at something, do it intentionally. Ask yourself, why am I looking? What's going on here? Where is this going to lead me? Who's doing the looking? You have to look into these things, because otherwise greed, aversion, and illusion sneak in and take over the controls inside your mind. And they can direct your eyes over here, direct your eyes over there, direct your ears here and there. And so all of a sudden it's greed that's doing the looking, or anger that's doing the looking, or lust or fear. And not much mindfulness and alertness. That, of course, is going to make inroads on your center spot here, where you're trying to keep something at peace. So you have to make sure you keep things protected. Don't go wandering off into areas that are not your areas. You know, the image of the monkey that goes wandering off in an area that doesn't, where it doesn't belong, and ends up trapped. So you want to make sure you don't get trapped by sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, especially this time of the year when they're trying to make them really alluring and really attractive, trying to catch hold of your greed and pull you out. So try to make yourself protected on all sides. And this is what restraint of the senses is all about. It's not that you don't look or you don't listen, but you listen with a purpose, you look with a purpose, and you're clear about what the purpose is. Because a lot of things that you do have to look at and listen to and smell and taste and touch. But you want to make sure that mindfulness is doing the looking, alertness is doing the listening. All the good qualities of the mind are in charge of the controls. That way you keep your inner sense of center protected and don't get pulled out into the spinning around of the world, because the world spins around. It spins around like gears. They have teeth. They pull you in. So make sure you don't let anything get caught in the teeth.